I can't hear you.
Ooh.
This is why we do it live. Hey, I just want to say, just want to say to everybody, happy Veterans Day to all my brothers and sisters in arms. I'm Dr. C. Victor Herbman III, ready to take it to the house today, but it would not be fitting, it would only be fitting to recognize those of us who donned on the American service member uniform and was celebrated yesterday. Thanks for the country. For coming out and showing out, letting all those heroes know how much you appreciate us.
Man, I'm going to follow up with that, and to you, a veteran, to our producer, veterans, myself, let's dedicate this show to those who have served, who raised their right arm, right hand, and have sworn to defend this country against foreign and domestic enemies. So to you, vets, we salute you, and this show is for you. Sit back, relax, have a good time. Second to that, to the businesses here in San Antonio and maybe across the country who recognize veterans. It was a holiday, great, but to recognize them for a day with free services, whether it was a car wash or food, thank you. Thank you for taking the time, the moment, just to say thank you. So as a vet, I thank you to all those services and restaurants and people who just reached out. So brother, it is another sports show to our vets. Let's make it happen. Let's go.
Let's do this thing, baby. Look, if we know anything, again, they talked about, and I said it a couple shows ago about the sports equinox. So yes, baseball has finally terminated for this season, which we already celebrated our Dodgers. Now we transition to this magical time between those who are in the hockey. We got NCAA basketball, NBA, and then also, of course, what's the king of the hill, the NFL. Bruh, ooh, so much is happening. So I have to give it to you like Luka Doncic or Austin Reeves in the paint. So I'm going to pass it to you. Where do you want to start out, man?
Man, I'm going to say something that we haven't said in a while. What is up is down, and what is down is up. In the AFC East, New England, no Tom Brady, no Bill Belichick, but New England in front of the Bills. What? Let me start there. That's a tease. Let that be your tease. We are in the NFL, and the start of this season, people were saying, let the Chiefs lose a couple of games, and maybe that's the end of the Chiefs. That's the end of Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey. It's time for Josh Allen, the reigning MVP. It's time for him to take the reins. Lamar and Baltimore, maybe it's time to unseat. And don't be so quick to give the Chiefs the reins. Well, the Chiefs righted the ship, got themselves together, and they will be heard from again. But the AFC East, Josh Allen, that's your backyard. You should be running the show, reigning MVP, act like it. However, look at the Patriots. What? Did not see that coming, didn't expect it, and I love it. Bruh, have you seen the Patriots play ball? But I did. I have. I do. Why? Well, I got their defense on my fantasy team. And so I'm a little biased to what they're doing. But it's not just that. It's a new culture, but same old culture. It's just do your job. and do it well. When you got Mike Vrabel over there, and he came over, he was without, he wasn't even coaching last year. And then he comes over there and reinstituted the Belichick kind of way. Ownership by position, win by team, by committee. You can't pick out one person. It's not a Brady-led team. You don't have Gronk as a tight end, as a safety valve. No, you just have a team-oriented concept. And if you ask me, led by Vrabel. And so they are not, it shouldn't be surprising anybody any longer. But I started off talking about them in the East. What is Josh Allen doing? He's over there peeing in the bed. Bro, go change that. Bro, what are you doing? You are the reigning MVP. What are you doing? I set it up. I teed it up. It's yours now. You passed it to me, I passed it back. You got it, bro.
Bro, great starting point. I love starting the AFC East. We'll take this 100-meter dash. So I love how you laid it out. Yes, Josh Allen is rewarded with the MVP for last year's success. Got it. But as you stated, I am the reigning MVP. This is the time where it says, yeah, y'all saw the press clippings. This is my yard. He had become second fiddle to Lamar Jackson when he won those two MVPs back to back. And Lamar made it known, hey, AFC North belongs to me. Each year he won it, and then the subsequent year. So here it is, Josh Allen has gone to battle against Patrick Mahomes, gone to battle against Lamar Jackson, gone to battle against Joe Burrow. So you finally get rewarded for said battle. And you not winning your division right now? I mean, damn. And not just not winning your division. We're talking about Drake May, who at 2 years ago was in college. You are the senior quarterback in your division.
Yes.
You were spoke of to be the heir apparent, and your team was picked by many to make it to the Super Bowl. But you can't even win your division. Hey, I said we have a quarterback that's been 2 years ago was in college. I didn't say with a first year head coach.
Yes.
He's rebuilding the team. He is building the culture. Yes, he's a coach with experience what he did in Tennessee. Then he took the year off, and this is the first time. Drake
Yes.
May was on someone's bench last year, and they're trying to figure out how to incorporate him into New England. So, damn, Josh, this is supposed to be a gimme year with the Jets in turmoil, new coach. So, what's the difference? New coach in New York, new coach in New England. Boom. So that was supposed to be a gimme for him. Then you already got the dumpster fire that's happened in Miami. So automatic, you should have been knowing, look, this division belongs to me. So not only did he lose command of his division, but then he got mocked by the damn Miami Dolphins, whose coach is dangling by a thread. He's got gasoline draws dangling over a damn volcano with sulfur. Dude, you just saved his job. I mean, what the heck, bro? I mean, like, that's your division, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, how do you follow that, man? How do you follow that? I follow that with saying dumpster fire in Miami, and then they come to your yard. They come to your backyard. They come into your home like a Viking of old. They kick down the damn door, looked around and say, come here, B, sit on my lap. Talking to your woman, took your woman and told you to get out the room, or you can stay and watch if you want to. That's old school. That's what Miami did. They came up into your crib and just punished you. So it turned it around, Josh. I mean, I was probably one of those who said, yeah, this is your division, and we predicted it. It's your division to lose. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. No, we got the Jets. We got New England. We got Miami. You're supposed to be better than this, and we expect that of a reigning MVP. We expect that of that because your body of work. So be that dude, Be that dude and act like that dude and lead your team to the promised land. At least win your division. And it's not enough just to win your division, but you got to go far and deep, a long run into the playoffs. Okay. That's what you're supposed to do. You got the personnel, you got the coach, you got tenure of a coach. So there's corporate knowledge. But I'm still scratching my head how we got here. I can see New England as a surprise. I can see that. I can see even Miami with their problems as a surprise and where they're at. And I'm surprised too of where Buffalo is. The Jets don't surprise me. They have been perennial weed dwellers, bottom dwellers. They won't be heard from anytime soon. But Josh, get it together. Please make it happen. And then, brother. We talked about Kansas City earlier, and now they're going on the road. They're going to Denver, and Denver, bruh, we talked about the AFC West. Okay, we saw Chargers. We say Kansas City have been running things for seems like a decade already. Dynasty of the AFC West. We got the Chargers. We got Denver, and we got can't even mention the Raiders. Okay, can't do that. They're not ready. They still got training wheels on. But Chiefs, Chargers, Denver, and then we got Chiefs going against in Denver this week. That's a pick'em game. Let's talk on that. Give me what you got. What say you?
Off the bat, I'm going Kansas City. I don't believe in Denver.
Yes.
I watched
Yes.
last week's game, man. Look, they don't, I can't even say they're playing with food. Playing with food means that you're old enough to at least pick up the food with your hands. They're still babies. They're in a high chair. They got Gerber sauce all around their lips, bruh. Because Denver's not ready. They're not ready. Those wins, man, they easily should be losses. There's teams who are like, damn, man, how do we lose that game? And they always say, okay, got it. You know, the better team won. They were not the better team on many of those games they won. But you are what your record is. That's what they say. But you are what your record is. But that record I would call into question against Titans, real players. They not ready, bro. They not ready. They not ready. And so Kansas City, Mahomes, Kelce, bro, like. That is not the same Kansas City team from the beginning of the year. And I know their record shows what they are. Got it. You are what your record says you are. But I believe they are on an upwards trajectory. When we talk about Buffalo right now, they look like they're on a downward trajectory. Denver, that nasty game we watched last week shouldn't even been televised. So Kansas City knows that this is for at least bragging rights because the division still, I think, right now belongs to the Chargers. They're the ones to beat everybody in the division. I can't wait for that game. So, nah, man. Kansas City. Kansas City, bruh. All day.
I'm with you, body of work, and we got Reed, we got Mahomes, and anybody else Mahomes play with. Kelce was that guy. He's not that guy, but it doesn't matter. So I picked the Chiefs on the road. And here's what I will tell you with the caveat. If Bo Nix plays well, Denver will win. He's so inconsistent, and he has talent at the receivers. He has talent at the running backs. He's just not executing as a quarterback. And their defense is keeping them in games. That's what they're winning on is their defense. Oh, by the way, I got the defense in another league. So they're winning me points. But Bo Nix, his inconsistency, second year quarterback, clearly shows the talent. We talked about the young quarterbacks. We talked about the Caleb Williams. You talked about Drake May, even Mac Jones over in look at what they're able to do, but they need to show consistency. We talked about Baker Mayfield before. We're talking about your boy up in Seattle.
Darnold, Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Some of these people and quarterbacks are put in positions, and it's either the team or the structure or the scheme, they're not ready for it. Okay, so Bo Nix, he has the team, he has the culture, and he has the quarterback speaker, if you will, in Sean Payton. He has everything in place to be successful, but time, it's still early, and he just needs time. Right now, if they lose, More than likely, it's going to be not because of the play calling, it's going to be because of execution from the quarterback position. So, yeah, they can beat the Chiefs this week. I will say that they can because of the defense. The Chiefs can be bored. You know how it is when you are successful so for so many years. We talked about the Dodgers. We talked about OKC or the Golden State Warriors. There's some of these teams that are supposed to win and do win. They get bored. The Chiefs get bored. They're going to get their ass handed to them because nobody is scared of you, Chiefs. And reputation alone is not going to do it. So I'm picking the Chiefs. That's my pick 'em, yes. But they can lose. I don't expect that they will this week.
I agree. I think when we go back to talk about Josh Allen and that being his division, Patrick Mahomes now has pride to no, I don't give up. What? This is my division. Yeah, look at the record. It's my division. I'm coming back for everybody's lunch. I'm coming back for everybody. So I think that right there, yeah, I agree with the board piece. But what's different now is that they're really in third place in their own division, which means they are in jeopardy now. They're making the playoffs because there's other teams that are, within the division, within the conference that are balling out that we didn't expect, like Indiana Colts and the Patriots. And then you got the Bills. So now you start looking at rack 'em and stack 'em. Who's going to get that bye? And if the playoffs started today, it's either the Colts or the Patriots getting that bye. But as you talked about in your opening rant, what's up is down. All three of those teams are 8-2. Denver, Indiana, Indianapolis, and then the Patriots. So there is something at least intrinsically and extrinsically for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to say, okay, listen up. We're not guaranteed to get in the playoffs if we start playing around with our food. Okay. And now having those wide receiver weapons, Rashid Rice, Worthy, Doggone Hollywood Brown. I do not discount the power of the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. Back Spagnola, oh yeah, he's got something for the young guy. So even if Bo plays his best and the Kansas City plays their best, I would not pick Denver on that because Kansas City does have a lot to play for and they're looking at postseason play.
I like that. Another surprise, man. I just mentioned Sam Darnold. We're talking about the NFC West now, because you and I were talking about either the 49ers or the Rams. Well, neither one of them is sitting on top of the NFC West. Seattle is doing the doggone thing with the reclamation project in Sam Darnold, relatively new coach. I think he's a second-year coach, but what they are doing. Wide receiver, and I can't get his name right to save my life, that came out of Ohio State. That boy is bad. Okay, so Sam Darnold has his receiver, he has the running back, and they got the defense. It reminds me of the Seattle of old. I'm not talking about old Seattle with Jim Zorn. I'm talking about, with Pete Carroll and the boys. I'm talking about, so they look good. And they are well rounded. Offense, defense, special teams, they look good. Man. And I will say, yes, it's a shock to me at their level of play and their level and how good they are as a team that I think we need to take notice. We need to watch them, bro. We need to put them on the radar.
Hey,
I
so
agree.
that receiver's name, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Him,
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
Yes, bad, bad. Seems like his catch radius is what, there. He don't miss anything. I mean, he's just that good. And to be so young, to run such great routes, and to be so commanding and demanding at the same time in his position. Love him. Thank you, Steve.
And so focusing on Seattle, what's interesting, so in the offseason, they've made some significant changes. They send DK Metcalf. We're talking about Jackson. So now they send DK Metcalf. We're like, oh my gosh, they send DK Metcalf. What are they doing? They get rid of Geno Smith. So last year, same coach, which I love that coach because he used to be Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator. So I'm not surprised that he has Seattle Seahawks looking like Baltimore West. But so he trades Geno Smith to go to the Raiders. DK Metcalf comes over to the Steelers. And so you get this receiver in Jackson. You get Sam Darnold, who was, set out to pasture that was reignited in Minnesota. So to get a starting gig, which means, okay, coaches put trust. Okay, man, am I getting this Sam Darnold from Minnesota? Or am I getting the one that the Jets had? And
Right.
so he, in 1 year, we talked about Mike Vrabel in 1 year. We're talking about what the Jets are going through with their 1 year. So now in 1 year, that's what that coach assesses last year, because even Seattle had a team last year. He reflags a team, gets two new leaders, and wow,
Yeah.
man, you are
Yeah.
absolutely right. I'm so proud of Sam Darnold. Yes, he's a USC guy, but they had put him out the pasture. But can everybody see that what the Jets do to people? That's where dreams go to die, man. So
Good
when
call.
Sam Darnold got out there, got caught in that system, and then they, oh wow, he's washed up, what have you. So to see him rebound to this level where you know you're a good quarterback, when the
Yeah.
team you left, that traded you, was like, damn, did we make the wrong decision by keeping JJ McCarthy versus Sam Darnold, who was the backup? Sam Darnold was the backup last year. It was JJ McCarthy that got hurt that allowed Sam Darnold to take them to a 14-2 record. And so instead of re-signing him, remember they also got rid of Kirk Cousins. They're now feeling the repercussions of one decision to get rid of Kirk Cousins so they could draft JJ McCarthy. Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta. JJ McCarthy comes and gets hurt. Sam Darnold shines. Free agency comes. They trade him. They sign up for JJ McCarthy. Now they're struggling. Damn. One decision, man. So you're right. Put the radar on Seattle, because we did not give them props at the beginning of the year. We talked about a battle between a healthy Stafford and a healthy Purdy in San Francisco. So that's on us, bro.
Minnesota also had Daniel Jones last year. Yeah, and look at what he's doing with Indianapolis. Yeah, that's
Wow.
just a
Both
side note.
quarterbacks.
And
Wow.
neither Daniel Jones nor Sam Darnold are in Minnesota, and I bet they are wishing they had one of those two still, right? Because Carson Wentz was a backup for Minnesota this year, got hurt, rotator cuff, something, shoulder issue. And JJ he's not ready for the big time. He may be in time, but not right now. Bro, we got
Wow.
another pick'em game. We
Yep.
got another pick'em game, bro. Okay. Eagles at home. That's already a mess. But we got Detroit going to Philadelphia. Detroit going to Philadelphia, where the coach said, I am going to call the offensive plays temporarily, maybe just for the moment. Maybe, boy, they just kept scoring and kept scoring. He just had a little rhythm going. I love, and I mentioned it before. When the coach knows his personnel, we talk about Dave Roberts, how you know your personnel and you can push a button and all of a sudden it's what ignites them. I'm talking about Dave Roberts. Well, I'm talking about a coach for the Detroit Lions now. He decided to take up play calling duties last week and look at what they were able to do. We're talking about Jared Goff, still is a quarterback, no sizzle, but all substance. We're still talking about Gibbs at running back who, well, he can score from anywhere on the field. Pass, run, from the 10, from the 5, from the 15, it don't matter. He's got that kind of electricity. And then the receivers with Williams and what's your boy is St. Brown, I
Hey,
believe.
Brown. Yeah.
And then we got Montgomery at the. So what am I saying? You're probably wondering, what am I saying? Detroit? With all these weapons going into Philadelphia, and Philadelphia got equal weapons. I just don't know where to go with this. This is a smorgasbord for the NFL fan. Are we going to get 230-point productions from each team, or is it going to be 0-0 at halftime like we had on Monday Night Football? What are we going to get? I'm excited, and I haven't picked it yet. I'll let you convince me which way to go. Talk to
No,
me.
it is the matchup the people want, because this could easily be the NFC Championship preview. Yes, no discounting to Seattle what they're bringing. No discount to that. But, bruh, I'm going to make this bold proclamation. Yes, I'm an NFL fan, and everybody knows the Ravens are my team, but I love the NFL. Man, if the Ravens don't make a Super Bowl, I'm all in for Detroit. Like, I fell in love with that culture, bro. Like, I do like the Eagles. I enjoy the Eagles. My frat brother's a quarterback. Man, how can you not like, because Detroit, I mean, it's already blue collar town, but to me, when I think about it, like, they just remind me of old school 80s football, bro. Just like, we gonna come and bust your head in. Then how can you not love the coach? When you drew the Dodger comparison, I'm like, do people hate the Dodgers? Like, do they? Because it doesn't seem like they're a hateable team. Like, you know, somebody like the Yankees or the Boston Red Sox, oh man, the Evil Empire. But like, Mookie's a sweet, like, he's a cool dude. Like, these are people like Freddie, man. Like, so when I look at Detroit, I'm like, yo, I want to play for that coach. Look, bust your shoulder and all, man. 49-year-old dad bod. Look, coach, what can I play? Look, I will mess with Chad Hutchinson's cleats. Just let me play. I want to have a jersey. Just, it can have three digits on the back. I don't care. I just want to be close.
Yes,
So,
yes.
bruh, like, so to your point, man, I think this is going to be a great game. I could see a good slobber knocker. The kink in the armor, I believe the team that has the most issues right now that's not gelling is the Eagles, bruh. The Antonio, that AJ Brown thing, man, still doesn't sit well. Yes, they're winning, but it seems like they're winning in spite of. And, bruh, how they
You
showed
know
up.
what I say?
Go ahead.
You know what I say, man? Let's not even let the players play. Let the coaches just go at it, because neither one of them give a damn, you know, about what anybody else is saying. We got Sirianni and Coleman, Dan Coleman. Let's just let them go. We'll pay to see that by itself, you know. Let them coaches go.
This should be, because you know, beginning of the season, everybody's like, oh man, Detroit, who's Detroit, who's Kansas City, who's, oh, because there's these losses, man. When they ran through us, I'm like, okay, got it. Everybody gonna get their just due. And I think that because there's another thing that I see with Detroit. Yes, we talk about how Josh Allen needs to own a division. I don't see Philly still acting like they own this league. You are the reigning champs. But to me, Detroit plays with a chip as this to say, y'all got our championship. That was ours. And we're gonna let you all know, and the whole NFC know, this conference is ours. We're not taking anything for granted. We ain't taking any prisoners because we know where we're supposed to be. And they're playing with not a Super Bowl hangover, not a, oh my gosh, we should have had it kind of like the Bills. No, we're playing to hurt people now. And I love that tenacity. Like, they have not taken their foot off the gas, man.
Ooh-wee. Man, I went through the list of players, the personnel of the Lions. Look at the Eagles. Look what they got at the receiver position. What you got, Smith and Brown. Look at the Saquon Barkley at the running back position. And then you got Jalen Hurts, who's not a Patrick Mahomes, but he's just a winner. Just a winner. And so their scheme, their team play, also how they're well, they really resemble their coach just as much as the Lions resemble their coach. And it's a no nonsense, really. Just, I will win ugly, I will win pretty, I will do whatever it takes. Both of them, I see two really similar teams in a lot of ways. I think Goff is a better quarterback, but Goff is not as mobile as Hurts. So Hurts can extend plays, still got a decent arm, and can make plays downfield and with his feet. So it's really going to really be maybe who makes the most mistakes and who capitalizes on those mistakes. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but Detroit, I don't think they care. You know, I really don't think they care. You talk about the hangover, the Super Bowl hangover, could be. Could be. And we do know what happens after you win the Super Bowl or the big one, how there's a little bit of a malaise. You know, you don't have that same intensity, that same fire, which makes me admire the Kobe Bryants and the Michael Jordans, who can come back to back and back to back. And I just want to do it again and over again. The Mahomes, who can go back to back. And so It's hard to pick, but I am going to pick one. I'm going to pick Detroit. I'm a roll with Detroit, even on the road. I'm a roll with Detroit because I really can't stand anything in Philly, man. It's as simple as that. I can't stand the Flyers. I can't stand the Eagles. I can't stand the Phillies, and I can't stand the flat football team. So I don't give a damn. Anybody from Philly, nothing personal. Nothing personal. But I just can't roll with y'all. And so, kidding aside, I respect all things Philly because every time any team comes into Philadelphia or you guys are on the road, every Philly team's bring it every time. And so Detroit's going to have their hands full, but I'm picking Detroit.
Yeah, I'm all with that. I'm all with that. What else we got on the menu, bro, before we close this thing out?
Well, we got our Lakers on the road tonight in OKC on ESPN. I'll be tuned in. They have done so well without LeBron. And you've seen in the chat, you've seen in the green room, it's a worthy topic. He comes back. LeBron comes back. Does he upset the apple cart? Does he upset the chemistry? Can he just assimilate? Can he just meld right into what they're doing? What are they doing? Well, Luka even has missed a couple of games. And what does that do? That means your boy Reeves, he's playing at an all-star level. So we got Luka and Reeves without LeBron having the Lakers as a top seed. Right now, it's early. It's early. Right now, as a top seed in the West, doing well. What happens when LeBron comes back? Bro, we might need two or three shows just for that topic alone. But what would you choose he do once he comes back? He's ramped up, he's ramping up, and he's been cleared to play.
So this is what he wanted. When I say what he wanted, if he says I've been trying to pass the keys to the kingdom, and AD didn't want it. And we always talked about, okay, who's the guy? We gave Giannis a couple years ago the business. I mean, you ain't the dude. So this is the time where the team, the Lakers, have said, listen, we will be going in another direction. He didn't go pick up Luka. The Lakers picked up Luka. We know he went to go get AD, and AD didn't want the keys to the kingdom. So this is the part where successful organizations thrive. This is not an anomaly within the Lakers' history. When Magic comes and Kareem's team, there is a point where Cap had to take the back seat. Now, I know it wasn't easy. We seen the documents, we read the books, and I don't like how Magic went about doing it, but there's that natural alpha, the alpha, someone has to take the back seat. And if we're going to win, how do you, and so it takes a very engaged coach, a lot of arts and crafts with that, and the management and how they support that. Then we saw it when Kobe came in with Shaq's team, and they failed. They worked a little bit because it was still Shaq's team. When Kobe's like, hey, look, bruh, you ain't cutting it like you're supposed to as the big alpha here. Why don't you be alpha B? I'm gonna be alpha alpha. And Shaq allowed his pride to get in the way and couldn't say, you know what, you're right, but I still don't agree how Kobe did it. And then Shaq bounced. So this is the third time we're talking about the last 40 years, the Lakers find themselves in this situation. Now, we always say, hey, LeBron ain't the true Laker. We went ahead and inherited him way after he'd already established himself as the mercenary. Okay, got it. But he's ours for the last 6 years. But now we went to go get Luka. So, and Luka said, look, I could play with him or not. Last year, y'all got me in the middle of season. I was out of shape, whatever. I'm going off my championship hangover, and we still made the playoffs. But I had to play second field to LeBron because it was LeBron's team. Man, he had his off season. He's back. Luka saves my team. And not only that, bro, like you said, Reeves steps up. So if you told me last year, hey, guess what? Luka and LeBron will be out for about 2 weeks in first 10 games. What's our record? I'm like, man, I ain't watching no NBA on the East Coast, I'll tell you that much. To see that we're 8-2, it's like, yo, I have done some must-see TV and watch these games. Granted, they almost screwed that game against closing that game out against the Spurs, but other than that, so that's showing our role players can play. I hope that LeBron is mature enough as he watches the succession plan to say, man, it ain't broke. How can I add to this so we ain't got to fix anything? Can he take the back seat? That's the two, that's the apple cart that had that can be uprooted. Because if not, how does JJ Redick balance this? Because we talk about Pat Riley, we talk about Phil Jackson. How does this is JJ Redick's first true leadership test, man? Because our team looks great, which does give me promise after LeBron finally goes off the greener pastures that, oh, we got a baller. We got a baller that our team and that management can build around.
You make good sense. And we have another model too that we could use. Let's talk about the model the Miami Heat had when Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh went down there. They were just uber talented, uber stars. But you heard Dwayne say, I need to take the back seat. Dwayne said that. Dwayne is an all-star Hall of Famer. He was in the middle of his superpowers. But he said, LeBron is the dude, and we will follow his lead. And look what they were able to do with their back-to-backs and rain. So that is an maybe apple to oranges because we were going outside of the Laker. And your point was what the Lakers have done, and we've seen this before, but LeBron has been involved in this before. However, he didn't have to take a back seat. He saw his best friend admit to the world and God himself, I will take the back seat. Let LeBron take that template, that model, and I'm like you, take the back seat. We're not saying you have to take less shots. We're not saying you can't be almighty powerful or a closer. We're not saying that. What we're saying is the ball shouldn't get in your hands and a stick. That's what we're saying. The ball should start in Luka or Reeves' hand. If it comes to your hand, you can still be a playmaker. That's what we're saying. We're saying be the LeBron, but not be an old LeBron. Be a star. In a role that's secondary, maybe in tertiary to Reeves slash Luka, and just be ready to go. Do what you do. Be an alpha male, but know that there's a far superior alpha male out there. That would be Luka. The succession plan is in place, and whether you like it or not, Father Time, Charles Barkley always says it, and we all know it. Father Time does not lose, and you're losing to Father Time. But don't let Father Time also take, yes, the physical prowess, the longevity, the endurance, the stamina. That's what Father Time takes. But don't let him take your brain or logic or smartness and thinking and or what's best for the organization. Right now, we want you to do what's best for the organization and not LeBron.
Damn, that's powerful. And that's why I use those examples, LeBron. How hard was you there with Laker lore right there? Talk to Cap. Hey, he LeBron calls himself a basketball historian, aficionado, study of history. Well, you're part of one of the most historic franchises. So what benefit could it be to be able to talk to Kareem and ask the question, hey, how did you do this? You still played plus 40 plus. How did you do? How was it? Because we're not saying you got to be a role player, be on the bench. We're just saying you're not the first option. We're saying let the ball be in Luka's hands and you can play. You played at all these Olympics. You played at all these All-Star games. Okay. Can you learn from your peer in Dwayne Wade who said, hey, listen, this is how I did it, bro. Y'all have a chance to do something. Why not try it differently? Because that's a battle he won't win. The fans of LA have encapsulated it, has embraced Luka, and he has this stank on him now, man. Like, yeah, this is my team, this is my city. So it'd behoove LeBron to embrace the change is already in place, get on the train, find your position, be the role player. He always said, even when he got Kevin Love and all this kind of, oh, I can play with it. Okay, let's show that. And that's going to be the true test these next couple of weeks.
Hey, guys, question for you. I mean to jump in, but I don't think LeBron is going to be the problem. I think the issue the Lakers are going to have is, can J.J. Redick manage this team?
Yeah.
I think that could be said, too, as well as a lot of these players grew up watching LeBron and still may defer to LeBron instead of just play ball. And so it's going to be very dynamic. So, yes, you make a good point. J.J., as a manager, coach, what's best for the team, what's best for the situation. He's still got to manage egos as well, and he will be tested. Good call. Guys, we're at the end of the show, and we certainly want to hear what's on your mind. We started off the show talking about our bets. We, as bets, want to say thank you again. Whether you're serving now or have served formerly, thank you. Thank you again. If anything, know that you're entitled. Go to your VA. Go and get your checkups. Go get your what you deserve from a medical standpoint of your disability workup done, okay? Know that mental health is important as much as your physical health. So you vets, go out there. I don't want to know or hear about a homeless vet when there's so much more that we can do for them. And if you know of a homeless vet, reach out to them. Point them in the direction of the VA. There is a VA rep that will help them out, please. And so to our vets who have paid attention to this show, listen to the show, we salute you. I'm Dr. Timothy Hoover, and I'm out.
We do salute you, and I just want to caveat on what Dr. Hoover said. You're right. Vets, I don't care if you spent 2 years in the military or 40. There's opportunity for you that we have access to what we did in defense of this nation. Allow the country to take care of you and thank you for your service. See out your VA and get taken care of as needed. Listen, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this day as we celebrate those who wore that uniform. Enjoy it. Enjoy this weekend and all the ball. Were we right on our projections? Were we right on our predictions? I'm Dr. Stephen DeHerman III. We'll talk about next week. And I'm out.
Great show, bro. Great show. Well done. I love you.